I'm Katie Bruno, WRPR News. Ramapo College athletes are not granted priority registration and are finding it very difficult to get into the classes they need without conflicting with their practice or game schedule. In the Bradley Center, I talked to Athletic Director Chuck Gordon and asked him why Ramapo athletes do not get priority registration.
I think it's a case of the faculty not wanting a certain segment of the student body aside. I mean, clearly if you're going to do it for student athletes, you probably need to do it for people who are in theater or in the musical performance groups, et cetera.
Do you think we'll ever get it in the near future?
I was a Division I athlete, and we had priority registration, but we were kind of handed our cards that we were already registered for classes we didn't even know we were taking. So it may be with someone you don't want to take, it may be at a time that you're not interested in taking the class, et cetera.
Ramapo women's soccer player and biology major Susan Hayes explained to me why she thinks athletes here should be granted priority registration.
We have practice and games at certain times during the day, so sometimes it's hard to have classes that are open.
Have you run into any problems personally?
My freshman year, the only biology lab that was open was during practice time, so I had to miss practice. So with priority registration, I would have been able to take a different lab and not have to miss practice.
In the Bradley Center, I also spoke to Associate Director of Athletics and Academic Support, Kathleen Finnegan, to see if Ramapo athletes will ever get priority registration.
We've talked about it quite a few times, but I don't see anybody changing their minds.
Do you have a lot of people complaining to you about not having priority registration?
I would say probably 50% of the athletes do, especially around registration time, because it becomes very difficult for them to schedule their courses when they play a sport.
It appears that Ramapo athletes might not ever see priority registration. They will have to continue to hope for luck around registration time and fight their way into their classes. For WRPR News, I'm Katie Bruno.